Welcome to Text Messages. These recommendations for teen readers are produced by ReadWriteThink.org, a partnership between the National Council of Teachers of English and the International Reading Association.
This is episode 83 of Text Messages, Finding the YA Community at NCTE. I'm your host, Jennifer Bueller. If you're an English teacher or a college student who plans to become an English teacher, you've probably heard about the NCTE Annual Convention. Every year on the Thursday before Thanksgiving, teachers from around the country gather together to share ideas and learn from each other about best practices in the teaching of English. What you might not know is that people also come to NCTE to learn about young adult literature and connect with others who write, read, and teach it. Over the course of 4 days, there are countless opportunities to hear YA authors speak, gain exposure to YA titles, and discover new ways to use YA Lit in the classroom. There's no better place for teachers to grow professionally and build relationships with YA allies than at this annual event. But young adult literature is just one strand within the much larger NCTE conference experience. If you want to find YA community at NCTE, you'll need to be strategic. In this episode, I'll introduce you to specific things you can do at the convention to expand your knowledge of young adult literature and make connections in the YA book world that will strengthen your work with teen readers. I'll describe the kinds of YA book events that typically occur at NCTE. Then I'll share tips I've gathered from teachers who regularly attend the convention. You'll hear about the strategies they use to study the conference program and plan their daily schedules. You'll learn how they make the most of panel sessions as well as ticketed events like breakfasts and lunches featuring YA authors. You'll also hear how they navigate the exhibit hall, a space where you can buy new books, stand in line for signings and giveaways, and talk at length with others who love young adult literature as much as you do. Before I talk about planning for formal YA events at NCTE, I want to talk about a certain kind of convention experience you can't plan for. As I've already mentioned, YA authors are a big part of the mix at NCTE. Most of them have full schedules that include speaking on panels, signing books in the exhibit hall, and attending invitation-only dinners hosted by various publishers. If you've never gone to an author event at a library or bookstore, NCTE may be the first place where you see an author in person. In fact, at any given moment, you may find yourself standing in an elevator with an author or walking past one in a convention center hallway. Even though you might feel shy, you can start building relationships in the YA community by using these opportunities to introduce yourself and strike up conversations. Kathy Fleischer, a professor of English education at Eastern Michigan University, told me about a chance meeting she had with a YA author and how it led to a friendship she now renews each year.
So one of the things I love about NCTE is how everybody's so friendly and people will talk to you and you learn about all kinds of people and what they do. And so many years ago, I was walking down the hall and saw Matt De La Pena because I saw his name badge. And I had just finished reading a couple of books by him. And my son had read a couple of books by him and had fallen in love with his writing. So Matt just walked by and I introduced myself and thanked him for who he was and what he had written and, you know, about my son and how my son had loved his stuff, how my son had especially loved Ball Don't Lie. And Matt just started asking me all kinds of questions about my son and did he play basketball and where did he play? And I think Jesse must have been maybe in eighth or ninth grade then. And every year from that point on at NCT, Matt would see me and he would say, "Hey, how's your son? How's basketball going?" And we would talk about that, and then we would talk about books. So this has been for many years now, and I feel like this is a NC is a place where you can go up to an author and just talk about what you liked and what you wondered about and what you were curious about. So that was one way into the YA community of an author for me.
Authors are everywhere at NCTE. If you keep your eyes open, there's a good chance you'll run into more than one. But there are other ways to interact with authors informally. One is through a series of NCTE-sponsored meetups that are held on Thursday afternoon before the convention officially begins. There are four of these, and they're organized by section, with one for elementary, one for middle, one for secondary, and one for college, so attendees can mingle with others who teach at their same level. In addition to providing free food, the middle and secondary sections usually arrange for a children's or young adult author to appear as a featured guest. Moira McDermott, a pre-service English teacher at St. Louis University, went to NCTE for the first time when the convention was held in Minneapolis. She decided to go to the middle level section meetup in hopes of meeting YA author Jennifer Niven. I saw Moira before the event, and then I ran into her again the next morning. In the hallway between sessions, she talked about her experience at the meetup with me and two veteran teachers, Renee Stites from Parkway Southwest Middle School in Missouri, and Sarah Andrew Vaughn from Scarlett Middle School in Michigan, who offered their own thoughts about meeting authors at NCTE.
So I decided to go to the middle school meet-in instead of the high school one because I knew she was going to be there, and she was just kind of walking around at the beginning, so I went up and...
Who was it, then?
Jennifer Niven, the author of All the Bright Places, which is one of my favorite books. And I just talked to her, and she was so great, and she took a picture with me, and I took one with her, and then she signed my book, and she told me to come back and see her tomorrow to go to her booth and just talk to her about the book, and it was just a great experience to meet her.
Were you surprised how nice she was?
I was in a great way. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said, you know, what happens when you meet your heroes and they're not up to your expectations, but with her, it was everything and more. Like, she was just one of the coolest people I've ever met.
And I think you'll find with most of the authors that come to NCTE, they're here because they love that passion from the teachers and everybody who, I mean, their readers. We are their readers. So I think that's always exciting. You'll see more of that as the weekend goes on, I think. Yeah. And then when you go back to school and you share this with the students, you become the rock star because you went and met this author and you get to tell the story of how kind she was and how wonderful she was and how she met your expectations, and then the kids will just be rapt and have to read this book.
It's natural to keep a lookout for YA authors at NCTE, but there's another kind of YA figure who you might run into at the annual convention, and that's a YA book advocate whose name you know through Twitter. I talked to Beth Shom about Twitter at the Allen Workshop, which is an event that focuses exclusively on young adult literature and follows on the heels of the NCTE annual convention. Beth is an English teacher at St. Francis Cabrini Middle School in Allen Park, Michigan, and the former social media coordinator for NCTE. She explained how Twitter gave her a virtual connection to the YA community that deepened once she came to the convention.
Twitter is the place that I've gone to find my community of YA readers, and I've talked about this before. I am very much an introvert, but when I come to a place like NCTE, and my husband sort of makes fun of me because he says, you are not an introvert when you go to these conferences, because the thing is, I already know these people from meeting them, quote unquote, meeting them on Twitter. And so I already feel like I know them, and we have these really in-depth discussions about teaching and young adult literature, even though I've just met them face to face.
As I listened to Beth talk about Twitter, I thought about listeners who may not be familiar with that social media platform. So I asked her for some tips that newcomers might use to figure out who to follow when they first join Twitter.
Find the people that you admire the most. Like, I started following Donalyn Miller. I read the book Whisperer, and I saw that she was on Twitter, and I started following her, and that just led to all of the other people that I follow, and now I'm standing, hashtags, yes. Somebody standing next to me is, Jen standing next to me here is making sign language at me about hashtags. Yeah, follow hashtags like Title Talk, like NCTE Chats, and Allen 15, and you will find your community.
Alongside these informal interactions with YA authors and YA book advocates, There are two other ways to find YA community at NCTE. One is to study the program in advance and seek out sessions that feature YA authors and YA experts. The other is to go to the exhibit hall at designated times when YA authors are signing books. Let me first offer some tips about finding YA community through program sessions, which are the bread and butter of the convention. If you look across the program, there are three kinds of sessions that will be of interest to people who read and teach YA Lit. The sessions that receive the most publicity are keynote sessions, where a major YA author gives a speech, usually about his or her books or issues relevant to reading, teaching, and teens. The sessions that are the most common are panel sessions, where a group of 3 to 5 YA experts present together. A YA-oriented panel session may focus exclusively on teaching YA Lit, or it may be designed to put YA authors and teachers in dialogue with each other. Finally, there are YA-themed roundtable sessions. These are sessions that blend the large group experience of listening to a keynote speaker with the smaller and more intimate experience of talking around a table with a group of 8 to 10 colleagues. Roundtable sessions usually begin with a series of short keynote speeches given by YA authors and adolescent literacy leaders. After the keynotes, these speakers take seats at roundtables throughout the room and engage in informal discussion with members of the audience. Most people spend time researching program offerings before they get to NCTE. You can browse the program by reading through session titles and descriptions in search of anything related to young adult literature, or, as Beth Shom suggested, sessions related to reading choice in the classroom, since that's another place where you're likely to find teachers talking about YA Lit. But there's another more direct way to go about researching and planning for the conference, and that's to search for the names of specific authors and presenters in the program index. You can begin this process when NCTE publishes an online searchable program on their website, which usually happens in mid to late summer. Or you can wait until a week or so before the convention when an app will be available to download to your phone. If you're a person who would rather work with a hard copy of the program, you can pay a small fee and have it mailed to you, or you can wait and pick it up in person when you arrive at the convention. When I asked library science professor Terry Lassane, otherwise known as the goddess of YA literature, how she finds YA community at NCTE, the first thing she talked about was the strategy of searching for names she knows in the program index. Terry explained that she searches for author names, as well as the names of literacy leaders she's come to trust for their knowledge of YA books and authors.
I'm never sure when I come who all will be here. You know that, except for who will be at Allen. So when the app is available, I download it, I open it, and the first thing I look for are who's speaking here. Sometimes you can sort by authors, but even if you can't, I can go through, and I know, you know, Chris Crutcher. Okay, I'm going to favorite that. It goes into my calendar the day and time he's speaking. So I get an alert that says, Chris Crutcher's speaking down the hall in 15 minutes. You should go down there, kind of thing. So I'm very strategic about trying to locate the sessions I want to hear. I also know that there are some people that put programs together who will always have excellent authors on them. I know that Colby Sharp, John Hsu, Jillian Hazy, I cannot pronounce her name, sorry. I know that they will always have wonderful speakers as well. So I'm very deliberate about trying to find folks I haven't heard yet because I want to sit and listen and hear where the books come from and how they nurture them into finished products.
Terry's point about making a deliberate effort to discover new names and new voices at NCTE is an important one, and it was echoed by Donalyn Miller, who Beth referred to earlier as the author of The Book Whisperer. Donalyn is also the co-founder, with Colby Sharp, of the Nerdy Book Club website and blog. When I asked Donalyn to explain how she finds YA community at NCTE, she too mentioned the strategy of searching the program index for the names of authors she knows. She added that the design of panel sessions pretty much guarantees that she'll also be exposed to new names and new ways of thinking about books.
Okay, so it can be so overwhelming at NCTE, and I think it's useful to get the program, even the print program, and just go through it and look up any author and go back and where are they in the program. I go through the index in the program and kind of see. It's also overwhelming when you think, oh my gosh, they might only be presenting one time, but sometimes people are on multiple panels or they're appearing in multiple places, so you don't have to feel that panic that if you don't get to a session, you're going to miss a person. So looking at the index, you know, who's a YA author who you like, and I've done that. I'll pick an author who I know, and there's often people I don't know on the same panel, and so attending one panel can really be impactful because you'll meet five or six authors. There's almost always someone on the panel I've never heard of, and so that panel gives me a little bit of an introduction to them. And also, it helps me as a teacher too, because the string they tie around those panels, there's some commonality those authors share, and that helps me show my students commonality between those books when I'm taking them back to my classroom.
Along with panel sessions, keynote sessions are a big part of the NCTE experience. Keynote sessions tend to be ticketed events that are sponsored by various sections and assemblies within NCTE. You pay in advance for a ticket to a breakfast or luncheon. After the meal is served, the keynote speaker gives a 20 to 30 minute talk. The one ticketed event where you can always count on hearing a YA author speak is the Allen Breakfast, which is held each year on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Allen, which both Terry Lassane and I mentioned earlier, is the Assembly on Literature for Adolescents of NCTE. As a side note, if you'd like to learn more about Allen or the annual Allen Workshop, check the show notes page for this episode. Obviously, you can learn a tremendous amount about YA Lit from listening to distinguished YA authors talk about their books, their lives, and the work of connecting teens with books. It's important to know that you can attend the Allen Breakfast and all the other ticketed keynote events for free. There are chairs set up in the back of the room for people who choose to skip the meal and just listen to the speaker. But as Donald and Miller explained, it can be worth it to buy the ticket because of what you learn from other people who attend these events. She added that if you're new to NCTE and young adult literature, you may feel intimidated by all you don't know. She emphasized that you shouldn't worry. There's no better way to start learning than by listening and taking notes on book titles and author names that are new to you.
I always buy a ticket for the Allen Breakfast at NCTE. I always do. Because I meet other YA people, you know, at the breakfast, and they can kind of, and I might even ask them, you know, what sessions have you gone to? Who are you going to next? You know, because people are willing to share that. That's part of the community that NCTE and Allen has around it. It's a very sharing, very embracing community. I know that as a new teacher, sometimes those tickets are expensive, but you can't just bring your own bagel and sit in the back if that's what you want to do. But the speeches are great too. And even some of, especially if you're new, I know when I was new, everybody around me knew who Chris Crutcher was, but I didn't know. Everyone around me knew who Jack Gantos was, but I didn't know. And so even some of the more well-known authors are still new to all of us who don't know them yet. And it's a great opportunity. They often reference people in their speeches and in their presentations too, other authors, other people in the YA community. And I write those names down. I write down every name and then I Google them. You know, everybody else is going, oh yes, Chris Crutcher. Oh yes, Lois Lowry. And if you don't know who they are, you can always Google them and look them up. It's exciting that an hour can add so much to your understanding. Or it gives you a place to feed your intellectual curiosity where you can go and look for more people. It's like a tree branch.
Outside the formal space of program sessions, there's an equally vibrant space where you can find YA community at NCTE, and that's the exhibit hall. If panel sessions are the bread and butter of NCTE, the exhibit hall is the hub. In it, you can browse approximately 150 booths sponsored by various textbook companies, publishers, and literacy organizations. The exhibit hall opens at noon on Friday and closes sometime around 12:30 or 1 p.m. on Sunday. The exhibit hall is always crowded. In fact, when it's about to open on Friday, you can count on there being a long line of people waiting to get in. Be careful if you join this line, because when the doors open, it feels like a stampede. That's because of teacher enthusiasm, and because of all there is to discover at the booths inside. As you walk up and down carpeted aisles, you'll see displays of new books almost everywhere you turn. In the booths sponsored by publishers, you'll probably find that they're giving away bookmarks, posters, stickers, buttons, and sometimes audiobook CD samplers and tote bags. At various times throughout the day, they'll probably also be giving away ARCs, which are advanced reading copies of books that aren't yet published. At specific times listed on a master schedule in the program and in the NCTE app, you can stand in line for book signings by individual authors. Often the books being signed are free to anyone who chooses to join the line and meet the author. The exhibit hall can definitely be overwhelming. Even people who spend a lot of time there usually experience a feeling of sensory overload at some point. But the heart of the exhibit hall is books, and that's why it's one of the best places of all to find YA community at the convention. Here, as much as anywhere else at NCTE, it helps to go in with strategies for navigating the offerings and making meaningful connections with other YA people. Kevin English, a teacher at Wayne Memorial High School in Wayne, Michigan, said he's found YA community in the exhibit hall by watching other people, particularly those who seem to be thoughtful as they browse the booths and who resist the urge to simply grab free stuff.
In the exhibit hall, for me, it's watching the people that are moving slowly, that are moving maybe methodically, and that are taking the time to slow down and not rush. So I'd say the grabbers versus those who are being really intentional and stopping and having conversations with those who are searching for authors, who are willing to stand in line to actually meet the author. Those are the people that I found that they're the ones I want to talk to.
I asked Kevin to tell me what he notices about those slow-moving people and the things they attend to in the exhibit hall.
Well, I think they plan with where they're going to go first, and I notice kind of they tend to do that even in the exhibit hall, but also they're the ones that are willing to have the longer conversations both with other teachers around them, but also with other authors. And I know that kind of in that craze where there's a tendency to want to just rush through the lines, but they're really thinking about pairing kids with books in the same way that I've learned from my friends to have conversations with the book representatives too, to ask them, what books do you have in mind to pair for my student who likes this book? And so I've had a lot of conversations this year and in years past.
Beth Shom, who was listening in as Kevin talked, described how her approach to the exhibit hall changed over time and became much more deliberate, particularly as she realized how much she could learn by talking with the school and library marketing employees who staff each publisher booth.
That's the thing, you know, I go back to the thing about me being an introvert, and so, you know, my first couple of years coming to NCTE, I was probably one of those grabby people. but that's because I didn't know how to approach people and to approach publishers, because I just saw a pile of books and I just assumed, oh, I'll just take that. And I didn't think about the fact that, oh, I could probably go up to these people and say, hey, I teach eighth grade English. This is my community of readers. What sorts of books do you have that would fill that need? And so I've learned from my friends that I've met through Twitter and through coming to NCTE, and they've kind of showed me the way about, you know, this is a more intentional way of doing it rather than just going through the exhibit hall and grabbing whatever piles are there.
Lee Kelly, who teaches at St. Patrick's School in Tacoma, Washington, added that the publisher reps who attend NCTE welcome these conversations. Granted, they're there to sell books, but they have their own favorite YA titles, and they're eager to tell people about them.
The thing I finally learned, like, going through the exhibit hall was when you meet a sales rep, to ask them, like, what's your favorite book? Like, what do you love that's coming out right now? Because there might be big stacks or things that you've heard about, but they actually know all the books that they have. And so they have ones that they feel passionate about, and they'll ask, you know, what do you teach, or what do your kids like? You're not bothering them when you say, tell me about what you have and what you like, and you'll find something that you never would have found otherwise. So that is my tip for dealing with the chaos of the exhibit hall.
Brian Weislick, who teaches at Cardinal Mooney Catholic High School in Marine City, Michigan, echoed what Beth and Kevin said about the importance of being intentional in the exhibit hall, how it helps if someone teaches you how to approach the publisher booths. But he added that people in publishing have helped him to find a YA community at NCTE that continues to grow after the conference ends and he goes back home.
Kind of building off of what Beth was just talking about with finding those people, and then kind of as Kevin was mentioning, look for the people who are being very intentional in the exhibit hall. My first NCTE, I was connected with a few people on Twitter beforehand, and one of them, Jillian Heisey, kind of took me under her wing a little bit and said, here's how to do the exhibit hall. So here's how you can talk to publishers. Here's the questions that maybe you should ask. Think about your students and what they might, you know, be looking for. So that helped me out with books. But then as I got to know the publisher reps, they would say, oh, certainly you know Beth. Oh, certainly you know Jennifer. Oh, certainly you know Lee. And sometimes I would say, yes, I do. And sometimes I'd say, no, who is it? And they'd say, oh, it's this great teacher who works not 20 minutes from you. And they have so many connections that almost building off of that kind of leads me to others. And then I just follow them on Twitter or, you know, in some cases send an email like, hey, I got your name. I heard you're doing this thing in your classroom. And it just builds and builds and builds.
I know not everyone who listens to this podcast will have the chance to attend NCTE. It's expensive to attend conferences, and if you're a teacher, it can be hard to get time off from school in the days right before Thanksgiving. In addition to these material obstacles, some of you might not have thought the conference experience would be relevant or worth the cost. I hope this podcast has convinced you otherwise. If you're determined, and if you're lucky, you will go to NCTE. While you're there, you'll forge connections and make discoveries that just might transform your work with teen readers. I hope you will read the books you discover at NCTE and recommend them to the teens in your life. Most titles you find there will also be available at your local library or bookstore. Remember that no book is right for every reader, so preview books for appropriate reading level and content before passing them on to your teen. Next month, I'll be back with a show about young adult literature and advocacy. I'll talk about what it means to be a YA Lit advocate and why advocacy work is necessary when you teach YA Lit and teen readers. Then I'll tell you about a variety of recently published YA titles that deserve our collective attention and advocacy. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Bueller.
More episodes of Text Messages are available at readwritethink.org/textmessages. You can listen to our elementary book podcast, Chatting About Books, at readwritethink.org/chattingaboutbooks. Text Messages is supported by the Verizon Foundation through thinkfinity.org and produced monthly by the National Council of Teachers of English and the International Reading Association. Music in this podcast is courtesy of Scott Andrew. Thanks for listening and look forward to more text messages soon.